Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock. What is the worst thing a guest has ever done at your house? We want to hear all of those house guest horror stories.
Someone just texted and said, I forget about the kids being the issue as well. Because we're thinking about all the drunken idiots that have a party and then they do stupid stuff. But this person texted and said, we had those sliding barn doors to our bathroom. One time, my friend's young child thought it swung open and charged right through it, knocking it off its tracks.
Whoops.
That's from Adam and Everett.
206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, tell us about what happened with your sister's friend.
All right. So, yeah, no, like I told Sarah, there's two stories. The first one is my sister had a house party while my parents were out of town, and one of her friends, well, super drunk, needed to use the bathroom, ended up breaking the toilet seat. So what's the next best option other than a toilet? The cat box.
You know what? Actually, right, I think that feels like the next best option. You're right.
No. Yeah, no, not the tree in the backyard, but yeah, the cat box.
What about like the sink or the bathtub?
I don't know. I think I'd rather a house guest pee in the cat box than in a sink. But you know what? I really don't want to have that internal dialogue ever. So no. I think, was she okay? I don't mean to be rude, but was she heavy set or did she just aggressively jump on the toilet?
Oh no! Like this is one of her dude friends.
Oh.
I don't know why I was picturing a female doing this. It made it even funnier.
What's the other story, Justin?
So the other story, funny enough, Sarah thought you might get a kick out of this, Taryn, on my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, keep in mind half of my family's from Canada, the other half is from down here. So anyway, they have a big old dinner, and then after the dinner, they go back to my parents' house, where my uncle proceeds to drink almost half a bottle of 151.
Oh, that's always a good idea.
Which led to him hitting on all of his cousins.
Ooh.
And, yeah, it gets a little weirder. And then my dad's like, hey, cool it down a little bit. He proceeds to punch him in the face, almost breaking his glasses.
I love that you said after he got drunk and started hitting on his own family members, and then you said, and then it proceeds to get weird. Like, that wasn't the weird part.
Oh, yeah, no. This is the part of the story that will get Taryn. After my dad told him to get the hell out of this house, he proceeds to try to walk back to British Columbia.
Yeah. Put the feet to the pavement. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Wait. And this was back when so I'm up in Ferndale right now, which wouldn't be that far to walk. This is back when we lived in Bitter Lake.
Ooh.
How far is that from Canada?
Very far.
That is North Seattle edge of shoreline.
Oh, okay. Kind of like somebody trying to walk from Capitol Hill to Stanwood.
Pretty much.
Taryn.
A little bit further. Yeah.
Yep. He actually forgot his passport, so my grandma had to come up and take him back home.
Oh. Wait,
did he hit on grandma in the process as well?
You know, I didn't ask that question, Steve, but...
I'm sure he comes back to all the family reunions.
Hey, who brought you here, grandma?